Hey, yep, it's me, BG here. It is 2022, and yes, I'm here, still alive, still moving, still kicking, still doing the damn thing. Appreciate all you guys for being there. Thank you so much for hanging in there through 2021. 2021 was not exactly our year, and I don't think it was, you know, only one guy won this year, and his name is Science. Yeah, he has a different name, but he calls himself Science, so I'm going to talk about him like that, the way he wants to be talked about. It's almost like dead naming someone, you know, if they want to be called that, hey, well, call him that. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure things went well for Science. But, you know, for the rest of us, even us, the listeners, us, me, you know, the dude doing it, I want to look into 2020 and have something to show, or I want to look into 2022 and have something to look forward to have something at least to be excited about. Jeez. But yeah, I did some help, soul helping, you know what I'm saying? Helping my own soul. And we found some tactics that I wanted to share with you guys, the listener, just in case you guys are wondering what I've been up to. You know, why am I not on the Facebook? Where am I going? How am I getting all these pictures when I do get on Facebook? You know, yeah, so I changed my social media presence. I'm definitely not in the normal locations where you would find me. Facebook's still, the account's still open, but it's been shadow banned so much, it's almost useless for me to use. The podcast page did well. It reaches well. It has a good reach, but a lot of the people who I want to reach have already left the platform. They're not on Facebook anymore. They're already gone. I have a pretty good presence on Minds.com. I added myself to UniteThe99.com, which is a kind of a really much more indie platform than Minds even. And Minds has its own problems. But I haven't really decided what I'm going to do with Gitter. But I am on Minds.com, UniteThe99. And if you want to find other stuff from me, I'm not on Twitter anymore. I just left Twitter as well. So, Minds.com is probably going to be the best way to at least find out what I'm up to, what I'm clicking on, things like that. I'm not going to really be posting a lot of my emotions, because when you post your emotions on the social media right now, that's a problem, it's a liability. I really don't need to expose myself in that way. Plus, I don't think anyone cares. So, you know, if I'm wrong, comment below or, you know, get at me somehow. You know, you can still message me on the Facebook. I still get messages and whatnot. I'm just not actively logged in on my phone. Yeah, after doing that and changing up my social media presence, I changed up how I move around. You know, I took a good hard look at my phone and I was like, how much time am I spending on Facebook and Twitter? You know, and I made a plan. I was like, you know, I'm going to flip that. Within 6 months, I'm going to flip that and we'll see where we're at. Well, this is the 6 month date. Kind of a silent test project, if you will, but I'm so much happier. Outdoors a lot more every weekend. We're able to find something to do, water to go to. We love fishing. It's probably the calmest thing that's really gotten me through these past couple years is, you know, we picked up something hard to do that I'm not very good at. Kind of following after Joe Rogan's amazing advice. Pick something up that's hard to do that you're not good at. Go do it, you know. Fishing. For me, it's fishing. You know, there's so much to it. So many different aspects to it. Everyone likes to go to a seafood place and go have this amazing meal. I'm sorry. I look at the price and I'm like, nah. And, you know, for relatively the cost of one plate, we were able to go on a full offshore sea adventure, max out catches, come back with two very large red snappers per person. I mean, we went out there four people deep. So again, that's eight red snappers. They were big. These were not small fish. These were very big. They were bigger than your laptop. Most likely bigger than your, you know, yeah, it's bigger than your laptop for sure. Yeah, if your laptop's like a 17.5 inch screen, these were 24 to 27 inches each per fish. And then you figure you're filleting it, so you lose maybe about an inch or two. You know, a 25-inch to 20-inch fillet. Ready to go. Ready to eat. Come on. For the price of gas, we could we can drive not that far from our home here in San Antonio. We can be at the coast. And I mean, these are all fish for eating. Like, you can eat this. Like, red snapper is great for fish fries or for fish tacos. There's a whole bunch of other breeds of fish that we're just now getting our hands into, you know. Red drum is always a big thing because we have red drums up here in San Antonio at our landlocked lakes, Lake Bronick and Lake Calaveras. Yeah, I mean, we catch there pretty good, you know, we catch some good ones. They're big on blue cats over here. So inland, the blue catfish are really more for eating. The red drum here, I would say, kind of, you know, if you will, we call them reds down here. And the redfish is good. It's not bad. It's just, to me, the lakes need to be taken care of more, and I think the quality of the meat would be better. So it's going to take time for that. But when we go to the coast, oh yeah, I mean, we can catch left and right and, you know, have a good time, eat what we catch if we choose to. But for the most part, it's just good to get out the house, go on an adventure, go on a long car ride or something. And the journey is the best, you know, just the drive out there is always awesome. Finding new places, finding new locations. I mean, we've been all up and down the coast from Port A all the way up to Galveston and back. We just recently went to Rockport again. We were at Paul Harbor Park. It's a park next to the harbor it doesn't have a pier. But it's good. It's a good spot. You know, I'm sure those listening are like, I know where that's at. Yeah, it's a good spot. Good fishing. But I've just been doing things to focus on what's best for me, what's best for my calm, for my weekly thing. Like, you know, instead of going to work all week and then going and doing something that I don't want to do, I figured to go do what I want to do, you know. Like, I work hard all week long, and it's not easy, it's not fun, but it pays the bills. And after that, you got to find something to do, you know. Music is a great medium for me, true, but fishing is just the calmest thing I could find. And the fishing community is even better, because I mean, now, you know, all those other fishermen and fishing women, you know, they love to share. They love to not only tell you a story, but teach you. You know, they'll teach you how to do stuff, you know, show you some cool tricks. And for me, it's always the cool gear. I love, you know, good gear. So we have a pretty good setup now, and it's taking time, probably about a year or two. But I mean, just last night, you know, we're going through one of our bags and ended up finding almost like $100 worth of lures and leaders and weights, and it was just something else. But it was good. It's good. It's good to know we're prepared, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, again, just click in with y'all, let y'all know I'm still here, I'm still kicking. But I found a new motivation person, a new special person that has a lot of awesome energy, a lot of wisdom when it comes to what's going on right now. And I think I found him by accident, and I wanted to share him. I found this guy by accident, and I was kind of like wondering, like, hey, you know, we know who the thought people are in America. You know, we got Joe Rogan and all those, you know, the list goes on and on. But what happens if you're in the UK? Who do you listen to? What about in Australia? Who's lifting you up in Australia? A lot of people are leaving. But for those who are still there, what are you doing? How are you making it? How are you getting through? So I found Mr. Ralph Smart, and check this out. It's a little speaking we're gonna do here. Got a piece for you. You know, I'm gonna play the one. Yeah, I'm gonna play this one.
You're right now.
Yeah, all right. Check this out. I'm gonna go back a little bit to the beginning. There you go. All right, he has a lot of energy, so just know that. You've been warned. But homie Ralph Smart with some awesome motivational words, something to kind of lift everybody up. And hello there. You'll understand that in a minute. So check this out.
Well, deep divers, I'm out here in the beautiful Nature Art Gallery, raising the frequency, raising the vibration. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby, and I'm trusting the process. Now, this theme of trusting the process. This theme of being patient when nothing is happening the way you want it to. This theme of allowing things to unfold for you when they aren't right now, right? I know what it's like, because sometimes I'm like, I really want this to work out a certain way, and then it doesn't. I really want the world to just be in harmony right now, but it isn't. How do we deal with that? And I've had to learn over the years this process of allowing things to unfold. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, another marvelous day. Take that, take that, take that. Good ass energy I'm sending you. So, allowing things to unfold for us. Being patient when nothing is happening the way we want. When things are not unfolding the way we want them to. And someone actually sent me a message. They're like, Ralph, hey, nothing is working out the way I want it to. And it's so frustrating. Like, why does this happen, Ralph? And I'm like, I'm going to help you out, because happens to me all the time, deep divers, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? First and foremost, right now, a lot is happening in the world, and a lot is happening in all of our lives. And nothing is more important than right now trusting the process. Being patient, allowing things to unfold in a natural way. Because sometimes we want things to speed up. Hurry up, universe, hurry up, right? We want it right now. Because we're living in a world of I want it right now. We're living in a world of instant gratification, but nature shows us it's 9 months in the womb. Things take time. And we have to respect there are seasons and cycles for a reason. And it's happening inside of us as well. We've got seasons and cycles. But just because something is not happening for you right now, it doesn't mean that it won't. It just means it's not your time yet. You see, I had to learn that. Once upon a time in memory lane, right? I'm like, I just want it right now. I want to inspire millions of people right now. But I only had the cat down the road as my audience. I had to learn that there's a whole process involved. You see, the universe does not give us what we want when we want. It gives us everything we desire when we are truly ready for it, worthy for it, done the work for it, done the little samba for it. We've all got to be patient, especially right now in the midst of a pandemic, and in the midst of total confusion happening in the world. Like, how can we really be patient when nothing is happening the way we want it to? When things are not unfolding how we want them to? I've learned this. Righteousness always prevails in the end. Righteousness always prevails in the end. And like I said, if it seems like the villains are winning right now, that's because the story is not over yet. Slow motion this
up. That's the most I can give away for free, because, man, he gives away good game. Just know that. So if you want to go get some good games, some good data, some good vibes, good show, stuff to just kind of listen to in the background while you're doing something, check this guy out. Ralph Smart, he's on YouTube under Infinite Waters. You can find him anywhere that YouTube is served, which is everywhere. So, go to YouTube, hit up Infinite Waters, and you will find Mr. Ralph Smart. He posts sometimes twice a day, once a day, but he's really, really good about being positive, productive, and, being the change you want to see. And the best way we can do that together is patience. patience, like you said. You know, we got to be patient. We got to find find some options where, you know, we can really do best in our own little circle. It doesn't have to be a huge circle. Just do great in your own. You know, patience is a virtue. True. I've been working on it for a long time. You know, I'm not perfect either. You know, I kind of pushed the envelope, you know what I'm saying? Especially last year, you know, I probably pushed the envelope, probably even pushed some people the wrong way. I get that. However, now is not the time for pushing anymore. It's a different time now. I think we can all agree to that. So, you know, to come from a place of agreement and to come from a beautiful place like what I'm doing now, I'm in a beautiful place, you know, you know, inside, outside, I feel good, I feel happy. If there's anything I could tell you to do, do the same thing. Be happy. Look around. Be grateful. You know what I'm saying? Be happy about the small stuff. You know, if you got a job, hey, be happy you got a job. You know, if you got a car, be happy you got a car. If you don't have none of that, be happy you're awake right now so you can go out and get your job, get your car. You know what I'm saying? You can get what you need going. If you're listening to this right now, you can. You got enough for a phone. You got enough for something. That means you're not alone. How about that? Be happy that you're not alone. Be happy that you're not sitting there with no phone. You know, things can be very much different. But I think with that being said, yeah, you know, just be grateful. Be happy for what's going on. If you can hear it in me, I'm much calmer. Obviously, going into this year, I'm not really coming at things as aggressively as I did last year. I think I can learn from that. You know, I did some listening back to my own work that I've done, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, let's gotta relax. So, I mean, I think this is gonna be a start of a beautiful new chapter. Go ahead and join me. This is just the first podcast of many. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being there. It's 2022. Happy New Year's, happy holidays. Hope everything went great for you. But yeah, for the most part, we're gonna keep it moving, keep on going. I have some other segments we're gonna do. I might not do any videos just yet. I have a couple things I'm working on, but when I do videos, we'll come back with some outdoor stuff, fishing stuff, connecting with nature. We're gonna do all that. It's gonna be beautiful. So yeah, you be beautiful on your side, I'll do it on mine, and when we meet next time, we'll keep it moving. Appreciate you, thank you, love you, and until the next one.